We're doing a story. This story is quoted in the Gemara in Brachos. A man was once traveling a distance and he saw it was time for prayer. And there was no shul around. There was no place to daven. All around him there's no place to go. So he doesn't want to detain his prayer. He stood on the side of the road and started praying. And when he reached the point of Shmona Esrei, when we stand in silence and pray quietly, the prayer where we're supposed to be most focused, the prayer where we are supposed to be so focused that we don't pause, we don't speak to anyone in the middle of that prayer, we don't look around, we're not even supposed to look up from the sitter. He was focusing in the prayer of Shmona Esrei, what's called by the Sfardim the prayer of Amidah, when a Roman general passed by. And the Roman general is riding on his horse, and everyone is in awe of this general, and he sees this Jew standing in the field, totally unresponsive to the fact that this general has come upon the scene. And he sees, as he's approaching, that the Jew, who should, out of respect, greet him, the Jew is standing there in silence with his eyes shut, and he's not even looking towards this Roman general. And the general calls out, "Shalom, peace to you," and the man continues his prayer. Now the general is very upset, but he decides to let him finish his prayer. And when the Jew finished his prayer, the general yells at him and says, "Fool! I come by, you don't greet me, and when I greet you, you don't answer. If I'd have cut off your head, who would have saved you from me?" And the Jew tells him, "Please, let me explain. Tell me, please, have you ever stood before the emperor?" And the general says, "Certainly." And the Jew tells him, "And if someone would walk by while you're talking to the emperor and would greet you and would say, 'Peace,' would you answer him?" "No," says the general. "Now, I'd have to be crazy to do that. That's disrespectful to the king." "And what would happen," says the Jew, "if while standing before the emperor, someone would greet you and you would respond?" "Well then," says the general, "I'd get the death penalty." So the Jew tells him, "Well, don't you see? I was just standing before the King of Kings, before God. How could I stop and greet you?" At which point the general said, "You are right." And he accepted the Jew's explanation and didn't punish him. Now, the commentaries explain on this story that, in essence, the Jew could have gotten killed. And if someone else would do this, we would say, "Hey, wait a second, what are you risking your life? God doesn't want you to do that." But the Jew knew that this general would have patience to hear him out, and he knew that he would be able to persuade him. That's how, I don't know. That's why he's here, not me. But the commentators say that he did know, because otherwise it would be wrong of him to do this.
Probably because the general stood when he all the while when he was praying.
Could be.